Liam, describe that day for us. It's a funny old day. About 4:45, you'd have been disappointed, and maybe this evening you're not quite as disappointed.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a strange day. Obviously, 12 wickets to fall in the day is, you know, bowled out in the first day isn't a good thing for us. But you know, we've got 2 wickets tonight, which is crucial. And you know, tomorrow morning we come hard at them and try and bowl them out near our score.
You obviously top scored. You were one who made it look easier than others did. Just describe, particularly up front, how difficult it was.
Yeah, me and Jimmy were saying it was sort of a different wicket to what we were used to, especially the new ball. It's sort of, you know, it was quite dead, the wicket. Very skiddy, you know, a bit two-paced. Wasn't easy to score. So, you know, but we just said we just had to try and bat and grind out what runs we could.
And in terms of it being the same pitch as yesterday, was it more of a surprise how it behaved today?
Yeah, definitely, because yesterday was a pretty flat wicket, we thought, and today was completely different. So, but, you know, we've got 200 on the board. They're 20 for 2, so, you know, we'll come out at them in the morning.
And mentally, as a batsman, when you get out there and you think you're going to be batting on the same pitch you batted on yesterday and suddenly you see it's different, how much of a challenge is that mentally?
Yeah, you know, it's, red ball's different to a white ball, so it's always going to be different. But we knew it was a good wicket yesterday. You know, we're professional cricketers. We've got to adapt to wickets. It's part of the job. So, yeah, as I said, we've got 200. We've got that to defend now.
And obviously the bowlers came out hard up front, Corky and Kabir picking up a couple of ones. How massive were those 2 wickets before the close?
Yeah, massively. You know, to get 2 wickets before the close of play, come back tomorrow morning, you know, it's a bit easier for you, you know, 2 wickets down. So, as I said, the boys will be fighting hard in the morning, you know, and hopefully the wicket continues to spin for our 2 spinners.
Quick word for you on you personally about the last month. I know you were frustrated at not getting in the 2020 team. Obviously, then you got your chance yesterday in previous games. How has the last month been for you?
Yes, it was obviously tough to take, not playing. Obviously, good form in, but you know, I got my opportunity over the other night and batted pretty well. And then today, you know, I felt a bit ropey at first, but then sort of hit my straps and, you know, felt good. But you know, 38's not good enough opening the batting. So, but you know, I've always got the second innings.
Lest we forget, of course, at the start of the season in 4-day cricket, you really were the Hampshire man in form.
Yeah, definitely. I'd still like to think I was, to be fair. Feeling pretty good when I've been batting this season. You know, there's a lot of cricket left, though, so I've got to try and keep it up for the rest of the season.
And of course, this seesaw in between competitions, you've got this game, and then you're back to, I know, fortunately, now it doesn't count for too much, but you'll be keen to end the 2020 with a win on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everyone talks about momentum in sport, and that's what we want, to go into them quarterfinals. No matter who we draw, we've got a home tie, and we play seriously good cricket at home, so you know, we'll be confident whoever we play against.